going down for real. G'day Super Coaches, Cowboy here, and welcome to this week's Points Per Minute podcast. A very quick episode this week, because A, I'm a little bit strapped for time, and B, Joel isn't doing his segment this week. Two rounds to go, and honestly, there's nothing more exciting than finding out whether you're in contention to beat your overall PB, or if you're going to be victorious in that head-to-head comp you've been trying so hard to win all season. Those of you with trades left will be trying to eye off those pods that could give you the upper hand in the final two rounds, and with only two rounds left, the number of appealing pods has risen, considering there's a couple of new factors that come into play, like strength of draw from a two-game sample. Alright, honestly, there's not much to talk about for these final two rounds. Well, not much that you don't know already. In a nutshell, you'll want to look at which teams are leaking points in which area to make the most of your backs, while also getting an update on how many minutes your forwards are getting, because some teams' forwards rotations have slightly changed. First of all, I want to give a mention to someone that some of you may laugh at, and that's Paul Gallen. He'll be playing his last home game against the Raiders, and it's not unreasonable to expect that he'll play the house down for his final hurrah. It's not like he's a dud anyway. He returned to normal minutes back in round 19, normal minutes being 60, give or take. A 5-round average of around 60 and 3-round average of 61, so that's not too shabby at all considering the ups and downs that some of the other forwards are experiencing. His weekly output is basically all base and base attack, and if we're to add an extra 10 points onto that considering his final hurrah, 70 points from one of your forwards is pretty solid. Keep in mind that Gallen will cost you just 447k, so he can easily be swapped in for someone else you're a little worried about, like Tapau or Jobo, for example. Keep Gallen in mind if you're after someone different in your second row forwards. On to Brian Kelly, who's producing a 3-round average of 77 and 5-round average of 59. The reason for the significant drop from 3 to 5-round average is the 27 points he scored against the Chooks in round 20. We can simply ignore that stat, considering the only two opponents he has left are the Knights and Dragons. Kelly is a centre wing, costing you 530k. Despite playing for such a crap team in the Titans, he regularly scores attacking stats, a handful of tackle busts per game, 35-ish points in base, and the only real downfall with Kelly is he's certainly no stranger to missed tackles, making at least one or two per game. All in all though, considering his last two opponents, he would be a solid pickup and a decent pod going into the final rounds. Will Hopewade is another centre wing that needs to be considered, a dual centre wing fullback costing 540k, among the better centre wings available besides the big three, and will face the Cowboys and Broncos in his final two matches. A 5-round average of 70 and 3-round average of 66, a tackle-busting machine that produces around 30 points in base and another 20 give or take in base attack. I really like the Hopewade move this round. The Bulldogs have been surprisingly playing well. They don't exactly have the most difficult opponents during the final 2 weeks. He's certainly that pod option that's more than capable to produce a monster, especially this week against the Cowboys. Alright, what about Jaden Ockenbaugh as a random pod to pick up this week? DPP's second row forward centre wing costing under 400k. He's such a random pickup this week, but he'll be an uber pod, that's for sure. Now, we all remember the appeal with Ockenbaugh after scoring that 102-point game against the Storm back in round 4. He's up against the Cowboys this weekend, a team that he produced 76 points against in round 7. He's the sort of player that you could bring in for 1 week and bench him for the final week if you're worried about his performance against the Broncos, if of course he's named. I mean, he could be an NPR for all we know. If you do decide to pick him up, then those of you using the loophole will need to be careful, because his history shows that he can be an AE nightmare, that's for sure. Add him to your list of centre wing pods to look at for round 24. Alright, some of you may have noticed that Blake Ferguson is named back in the Eels side after missing numerous games through injury. Fergo will now be up against the Broncos and Manly, and is certainly capable of scoring well against any of these sides. He'll be hungry to get involved too after such a long stint on the sideline, and make no mistake, Fergo is a player that loves getting back into the action after missing matches, and he'll want to be ready for the finals footy in 3 weeks' time as well. He'll cost you 460k. Prior to his injury, he was averaging around 55 to 60 points per game, but averages for a centre wing can almost be ignored, especially in this case where the Eels' last two opponents are inconsistent performers. Now let's take a look at players that you'll want to be looking at trading out to make room for these guys. And we'll have to start off with Clint Gutherson, who's been a total pain in the ass for most owners. Now many of us were patient with Gutho because the Eels had that very favourable draw of the past few weeks. But now is the time to lose patience and give up on the dud, because that 430k can definitely go to better use. My issue with Gutho is that he's not even scoring well against the weaker opponents, and it's simply due to the fact that the Eels are looking elsewhere in attack. The attacking stats that Gutho has produced are mostly from random plays or kick and chases, so when he does score, he's not getting those line breaks with his tries. His runs and involvement aren't that impressive for a fullback, and when he's up against gun competition in the centre wing position, we need for him to step up, which he's failed to do. I think most owners of Gutherson will be leaving him as an NPR for the final 2 weeks, so it's such a waste of those who are already out of trades, unfortunately. The awesome thing about those that do have trades left and also own Gutho is that there's numerous high-performing players with DPP status, and it'll be easy to offload him and bring in someone else worthy of your final run home team. Honestly, I'd be prioritising Gutho as a trade-out if you do have trades up your sleeve and are still an owner. Alright, another player that coaches are looking to offload, and that's Cameron Murray. Murray has been hot and cold. Well, to be more specific, he's been going through hot and cold runs, and at the moment he's producing around 55 points per game in the past 3 weeks. His minutes and base output have been similar to what they have been all season besides the origin period, but he hasn't had that attacking involvement that he did throughout the earlier stages of the year. Now, the appealing thing about offloading Murray is that he's still worth 567k, which means that you can bring in pretty much any pod you like, or if you have change left over, you can bring in a consistently high performer, which is absolute gold. I think one of the areas that some coaches are becoming complacent is their second row forward position, where certain players have been hot and cold. Imagine running with the Murrays, Gerbos, Tapaus and Crichtons in the second row position, setting them and concentrating on trades in other positions. These guys are producing scores in the 40s, 50s on a regular basis, and a simple switch to the Clemmers, Maddows, and even moving one of either Mao or Bateman up to the second row forward position could have easily gotten you a higher weekly output. Tamalolo and Clemmer are arguably the only consistent second row forward players in recent times if you didn't move Bateman or Mao up to the forwards. And if you didn't pick and choose the correct players to play each week, then you certainly suffered in your weekly output. Maybe that's something we can take on board for next season and moving forward. Alright, let's talk about an interesting player and probably the most controversial player of round 24, and that's Kalyn Ponga. Ponga is being traded out by numerous coaches, and you can hardly blame them after his 32 points against the Tigers last week. Now, I spoke about Ponga 2 weeks ago, and I was all for holding him throughout the run home. Since then, he's produced a 105 and a 32, and that 32 is enough to push coaches over the edge and offload the bum for someone else more appealing, like Moses or Munster or even a pod. Now, I'm going to say what I'm about to say with a bit of hesitation after seeing the fight that the Titans put up against the Storm last week, but there are two factors that would convince me to hold and play Ponga for this week. The first being the fact that they're up against the Titans, and the second being the coach factor, with Brown gone from the Knights effective immediately. There's no point in me babbling on about the coach factor, because that's been proven in the past, but the combination of the two is enough to convince me to hold the guy, and you'll notice later in the podcast I'm going to back him to score big, as I've chosen him as my captain in the captain game. Alright, Joel's taken the week off this week and he's gone to a footy tournament, so let's get straight into this week's relevant team list changes. Jaden Ockenbaugh is named on the wing for the suspended Smith. Sergis and AJ have been both named to play. Blake Ferguson is back. Nathan Brown is suspended. Curtis Sironen is back. Latrell Mitchell is back. Fisher Harris is named at lock. Leilua is suspended and Josh Reynolds is named at hooker. Okay, onto the captain game with Joel, and it's now 12-11 to me, with my Smith beating his Munster, both scoring well below expected and considered fails in the captain world. This week I'm going to try and snatch victory for the season with my captain choice of Ponga. Joel is going with Moses. My tips this week are the Cowboys, Warriors for the upset, Broncos, Knights, Sea Eagles for the upset, Chooks, Raiders and Tigers. As always, thanks so much for listening to the Points Per Minute podcast. Good luck with your trades and captain choices, and I'll chat to you all next week. Cheers. It's going down forever.